Good day, everyone. Stephanie Edsel here, your DBT therapy podcaster. I'm curious how last week went with accumulating positives. Was it a difficult task to find things to do? And was it hard to stay focused once you attended a positive event? This stuff takes practice, and a lot of it. Do you all remember what the three major functions of emotions are? To organize and motivate us for action, to communicate to ourselves, and to communicate to others. That's right. This week we will discuss building mastery. This is when you do things that make you feel competent and effective. You're building a line of defense against helplessness and hopelessness. This skill helps us to build confidence. So what is mastery? What do you all think of when you hear me say that? Masters of the Universe is what came to my head when I first did DBT. Yep, total He-Man nerd over here. What can I say? Mastery is doing things that make you feel in control and capable of mastering things. Fun fact, babies have a natural tendency to increase mastery. Yet, this mastery can be lost over time if efforts to increase mastery aren't reinforced. There's a video we show in group from YouTube, and in my opinion, it's pretty cute. Look up Baby Climber to see a pretty awesome little friend. Why would we want to build mastery in the first place? Check it out. Building a sense of confidence and competence makes a person more resistant to depression and other negative emotions. Building mastery usually requires doing something that is at least a little bit hard or challenging. The idea is to generate a sense of accomplishment. A series of accomplishments leads to a more positive self-concept, higher self-esteem, and an overall greater level of happiness. So I'm going to try and describe this next bit of information simply because it's a slide that is a graph of sorts, if you will. Picture a rectangle with three even horizontal sections. In the top bar or section, we have the word impossible. In the next bar, it says difficult but possible. And finally, in the lowest bar, it says easy. It's not possible to build mastery if we are trying to achieve something we just simply can't because of a variety of reasons. We simply can't master everything, after all. Doing something we are capable of doing is for sure scary and sometimes more than scary, yet we are able to achieve our goal with some effort, and it feels really nice to achieve goals, no matter how small or large. Doing things that are easy, like maybe tying a shoe over and over, isn't going to grow you in the long run. I know it feels kind of good to be a master at some things and want to stay in that comfort zone, but it's important to reach for higher ground in the learning zone, where things are difficult but possible. Impossible feels like the panic zone for many of us. Think about this example. If you were a concert pianist, wouldn't you have had to practice a whole boatload to become someone that can perform on stage with a symphony? That would probably be in the difficult but possible zone. If someone grabbed you from the audience, however, and said to play a concerto, and you haven't ever played piano, this would send you into the impossible land of panic. Does this make sense? Well, how do we do this building mastery? Start by doing at least one thing a day to build a sense of accomplishment. Plan for success, not failure. Do something kind of tough, yet possible. Remember not to be extreme at the start of the journey. Just because you heard someone in good shape can climb 20 flights of stairs doesn't mean that will be your path. Stay focused on the long term by accomplishing the tasks each day that move you toward your values-based goals. A life of failure is a life where expectations are too high. Did you hear me? A life of failure is a life where expectations are too high. You'll then want to gradually increase the difficulty over time. Once you have mastered the first task, try something a little more difficult each time. However, if any task is too difficult at first, do something a little easier next time. Look for a challenge. Here's my example. I am out of shape, in my opinion. I don't feel as healthy as I have in the past. I'm working out again, and I have so much willfulness at the beginning. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you about loving the gym or anything like that. I am well aware that there are folks out there that absolutely love the gym. I only go because I know how helpful it is for my mental health. And damned if I'm not super excited about being there. About 20 minutes in, I believe that's when the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in and those happy feel-goods are coursing through the veins, whether we want them to or not. Every day, I have to do some opposite action and take the stairs at the office instead of the elevator. Again, I do not like this very much. I do battle some nasty asthma, as you hear me constantly coughing right there, and Utah has significantly terrible air, in my defense. I'm about to pass out by the time I get to the top, currently, and I always have to take a few puffs from the old trusty dusty inhaler, so it's not impossible. Just pretty difficult for me at the current time. My goal is to add more floors by going further down to the parking garage, which would make it about 9 floors. It's about finding ways you can do things that you feel like you can do, and pushing it a little more to a higher limit. It's okay to have confidence. Arrogance and cockiness, I think, is what grates on people's nerves most. Confidence is scarier for many because it requires us to know we have our stuff together, you know? We feel good about our abilities and feel appropriate to life and its situations and events. This week, focus on skills and abilities that make you feel a sense of confidence and competence. Push yourself to a little higher level to see what you're capable of in regards to these DBT skills in your recovery. I wish you all a very nice wintry week from freezing Salt Lake City, Utah. Thanks for joining me today on DBT Weekly and enjoy building mastery. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can always email me at uofudbt@gmail.com. Thanks again. See you next time.